This is Seagulls Lacrosse, powered by SFMSports.net.
Joined by defensive coach Ben Sandlin. Coach Berkman unable to make the trip up here, but very happy to be joined by you, Coach. Looking at this game, your defense was seemed to be much stronger in the second half than it was in the first. Talk us through what changes happened at halftime.
We obviously knew that they were going to come at us a little stronger than they did last weekend. They really attacked our short sticks in the beginning, and we kind of got away from our game plan. Credit them for really slowing the game there down in the first half, and we got a little impatient. So we just had to, you know, reset the ship and be patient ourselves and take what they give us.
Offensively, we saw some very similar statistics and similar play from some of the top players in Donovan Lang had a hat trick again, just like last week, and four-point performances from Luke Phipps and Rhett DePaul. How important is it to have those players playing well at this point in time in the year?
You know, it's very important. Donnie's really shooting the ball well, and that was the big thing today. Big goalie, you got to put the ball off his hip, off his ankles. And early in the game, we didn't do that, and he made some big saves. But you really need those guys to really be clicking right now because it gives you as a defense a good cushion and lets you relax and play your game as opposed to kind of feel threatened and having to go to get the ball.
We saw last week that the plan against Caleb Abney, the keeper, was to shoot low on him, and especially early, get a lot of shots on him early. This week, shooting changing around a lot. How much of that was just what was being given from York, and how much of that was just what that was in the game plan to try and change it up?
We stuck with the same game plan really for the whole week. And we wanted to put the ball off his ankles. You know, we shot it high, and he made some saves. He's a conference goalie of the year. And we kind of gave them some confidence early in the game, and as well as their whole team. We let them hang around early in the game, and credit to them that they really, you know, forced us to play 60 minutes today.
Alex Taylor, maybe not glowing on the stat sheet, but Alex Taylor coming up with some big saves at big moments. How important is it to have him, just like those other players you mentioned earlier, playing well at this stretch?
You know, I think AT was struggling early to see the ball. But credit him for, you know, really calming down and finding his eyes and, you know, he made some big saves at the end that could have, you know, made the game a little tighter, added a little pressure, and really could have made this thing interesting.
We also saw him, speaking of Taylor, really aggressive early on in this game, too, really coming out to try and make some stops before maybe stopping shots that he wouldn't have to save. Then we saw him kind of stop doing that when we got to the second half. What was that all about?
Alex likes to run, you know, and we've been trying to keep him in the crease there all year, but, you know, he's really starting to learn when to go and when to stay home, and but the boy's got happy feet.
We saw they had, York did, 2 of 4 on their man-up opportunities. They had 4 man-up chances to just 1 for Salisbury. Was the defense or the midfielders just getting a little too aggressive? What was going on?
I think we were getting a little too aggressive, you know, and that's how the game works. Some calls go your way, some calls don't. But, you know, we definitely got a little aggressive, and then they exploited us man-up. They're a good team. And, you know, they had a couple different wrinkles to their plays that they ran, and you know, they were effective today.
Now we move on. The possible matchups are Kyler Berkman's Aurora team, coach's son would be coming in here to Salisbury. What a storylines would be really fun for that game, but they would also be pretty fun for Denison, undefeated on the year. But Denison, to this point, has not played one of the elite teams such as a Stevenson or an RIT or a Salisbury yet. I wouldn't say you're so much rooting for one matchup over another, but how much difference in that preparation is it going to be depending on who comes out of that game? Because we're talking 2 different teams, too.
You know, they're setting a face-off here right about now. We actually got our coaches up there watching the film, getting ready. You know, I think we'll stick to what we've been doing all year. You know, we're kind of easing that, you know, Denison will win this game because they are a good team. What we've watched of their film, you know, they got a lot of good players and they can really move the ball. You know, they're not undefeated for a reason. But either way, we'll prepare just as much for either team, whichever one comes out today.
Get you out of here with this one. It's no matter who you face, it's a big game. How important is it, and how good is it to have it at home?
You know, it's very important. Home field is great. You know, it really saves the legs on the bus. But, you know, it's tournament time. You got to survive in advance.